Hello, sexy people. So I was not expecting to have a story to tell anytime before February, but I had a very, very good night last night, and I think you should all hear the story of my epic Tuesday night. So, tea. Okay, so I guess it started as many of my days. I was working on some recordings, hanging out on TeamSpeak, yada yada yada. Anyway, the lounge was like crazy busy and crazy loud, so I was hanging out in discussions because there was only like one person there. And they don't talk much. So then I was like, I could record. I didn't have to be jumping down to recording and back and forth and whatever. So I was recording and editing and all good stuff. And then somebody else hopped in to say hello. Like, hey, you know, how's it going? Whatever. And then, but they were actually talking. So then I had to hop down to editing because I was trying to finish up an audio. And I'm not rude enough to be like, hey, guys, could you shut up while I work on, like, that's just rude. Anyway. So I hop back up to the room and hang out with them a little bit because I was just exporting and whatnot. And then a third hot guy pops in and he's like, oh, really liking this poles to holes ratio, which is kind of hilarious because for the audio like project that I'm working on, I had just done like a gangbang sort of thing. And so it's kind of in that mindset. And I was like, oh, really? Is that where we're going with this? And he's like, does it want to be where we're going with this? I'm like, ooh, this is tempting. And so I look at the clock and it's like close enough to bedtime that I'm like, you know what? I could probably just like think about bed and that would be cool. And so I'm like, yeah, you know what, guys? I'm just going to go get kind of some stuff organized. And when I come back, I'll probably just hop into the dungeon. So. Fully expecting them not to actually pay attention, so I was hoping that I could, like, sneak into the dungeon and, like, do stuff, and then they'd hop in and I'd be done, and I'd be like, well, sorry, you missed it. But they were actually paying attention. So, like, went and got ready for bed and crawled into bed, and I grabbed three toys. If you've seen my picture, there was a clear glass toy. My kind of teal, it's a rabbit vibrator. And then I have a big purple vibrator, but I haven't put batteries in it for a while. I mostly just use it as a dildo. Probably the biggest toy I own. Anyway, so I had those three, kind of on hand, crawled into bed, hopped into the dungeon, and like, probably less than 30 seconds, bam, there they all were. I'm like, okay. So it's like, all right, this is cool. And I explained to them that's what I had done. So I had the three toys and I sent them the picture so that they knew. And I'm like, which one are you? So the first guy's like, I'm the glass toy. I'm like, okay, well, glass toy can go anywhere, but it is the only toy that fits my butt. So you're in my butt. He's like, okay, we're cool with that. So I kind of worked up and got him all buried in my ass. And then the next guy is like, I want to be the purple one. And I'm like, all right, where do you want to start? Like, usually this is my blowjob dildo, but you can do. He's like, no, I like your mouth. I'll be in your mouth. I'm like, okay. And then the third guy he was the one who was like telling me that he was going to guide me through or something. He was going to try something different or whatever. So I was really like, he had fucked off somewhere. So I was kind of laughing now because this is perfect. He's not paying attention. So effectively, he's laying on the bed beside me, ignoring me while I get, you know, fucked in the ass and get to suck cock. So so I'm having fun. And then he eventually kind of comes back and he's like, oh, what's going on? What am I and where am I? And I'm like, well, you're the rabbit and you're sitting on the bed because you haven't told me what to do yet. And he's like, oh, okay, well, you better start fucking yourself then. So I got all three toys going. And there was some switching out, over the total, there ended up being some switching out between the rabbit and the purple one, just because the purple one is the biggest one, and I guess they wanted me full. So sometimes I would swap between one or the other in my mouth. But for starters, just to warm up, I just had the rabbit, and he's like, you know, nice shallow strokes, just warm it up, and then some deeper ones. And eventually I got warmed up enough. Well, okay, I didn't get warmed up enough, but they were like, oh, you could switch now. And so the purple one is like significantly bigger than the rabbit. And so I wasn't like quite worked up to the purple one yet, but I wasn't probably ever like that one. Just there's no way to work up to it without using it. You just kind of have to start and go. So anyway, so finally got the purple one accommodated, as it were. Glass one is still just like rocking in my ass, just feeling good. it gets kind of weird one, because it's got like a spiral, and like it has a curve to it. So if it's pointed in the right direction, I don't think there's a wrong direction, but in theory, if it was pointed in the right direction, it would feel like amazingly good. But it also, like, yeah, it's got this spiral, so you can kind of like screw it in, which I know sounds ridiculous, but that is what I've done in the past. So I gotta screw it in and I'll unscrew it. But anyway, so I was busy fucking myself with this giant purple dildo and sucking on this rabbit and a glass toy buried in my ass. And the one guy keeps giving me these instructions and like, you know, rock your hips and thrust these and thrust them like this and have both of them going. And I'm like, okay, like I got one hand sucking dick, like holding the dick that I'm sucking. I've only got one hand down there to deal with the other toys. How do I do this? But of course I can't talk. My mouth is full. Oh yeah. Cause that was what happened. So I'm busy fucking myself. Good times. And like really, really close, and it's feeling really, really good. And the back of my head, I'm like, you should really ask to come, but there's a dick in my mouth. So I just came, and the guys are like, oh, did you just come without permission? You know, you're supposed to ask. And I'm like, well, there was a dick in my mouth. And so they're all like, oh, fair point. Next time, take the dick out and ask. I'm like, okay, well, now I know. But yeah, so then what this guy wanted to teach me was, he wanted to teach me about bottoming out. And so I guess the ideal there is that you kind of get like behind the cervix. So it's like you got to arch your back and stick your butt in the air and like guide the dildo like along the back wall. And so then the guy in my ass had to come out a little bit, and I still don't know if it was like what exactly was happening, because by this point I was kind of blissed out, you know, post-orgasm a little bit. But it felt really good. And I suppose that's the important part. I was stuffed full of cock, and it was good times. And eventually I just gave up on listening to them and just made myself come like a lot. And so, oh yeah, so then it was done. I had the two, like the rabbit and the purple dildo out, and I was kind of like lazy blowjobbing them, which is hilarious because then these two guys start talking about like video games or some shit, and I'm just like, are you effing kidding me? Like, if I ever came to visit you, this is exactly what would happen, wouldn't it be? I would be like lazily blowing you two, and you'd be like playing games. And they're like, yeah, no, that's exactly what would happen. Like, awesome. That sounds so good. Meanwhile, guy is still in my ass. This is important. So he's still in my ass. And I went to take him out, and he's like, well, why'd you take me out? I didn't tell you to take me out. I'm like, okay, do I need to put you back in? He's like, yes. But he said this on text chat. I'm being a brat. So I'm like, no, I need you to say it on voice. Need you to say it on voice. I made him say it like three times before I stuck him back in my ass, which... Really, I love having a toy in my ass. So, yes. Anyway, so then, yeah, basically, because I didn't have anything else in the way now, I could kind of get the angle right and just fucked myself to orgasm just with just with the toy in my ass, which is nice. Kind of was on my side and just like hammering the base of the dildo. sex drunk. Oh yeah, so then the blowjobs, and then he made a comment about how he wanted a blowjob, and I'm like, you've been in my butt, you're not getting a blowjob until after a shower. And so then there was like comments on shower sex and stuff, which anyway, eventually I got everybody taken out and cleaned up, and I was getting ready for, well, I was in bed, and I was just like, kind of, okay, I really should close my laptop, but earlier in the evening, this guy had messaged me on OkCupid, just like, hey, how's it going, what are you up to? But he was like from Chicago, so I'm like, what the fuck, why is some asshole from Chicago messaging me? And I'm like, what the shit, this is really weird. But he'd asked me about, he'd asked me about a line in my profile that I said I was casually seductive. Anyway, so I was kind of like, oh, you know, I guess it just means that like people end up liking me even if I'm not like trying to like jump them. And it's kind of dropping hints because he's like super, super cute. Like, And his profile's like, hey, I'm a fitness trainer and a professional, aspiring professional wrestler. I'm like, oh, dat bod. That is going to be good. So, and he was pleasant enough. It was kind of fun. Anyway, so kind of dropping those sorts of hints, like, oh, I should be in bed, but I'm staying up, you know, talking to fun strangers and whatever. Anyway, I said something about, oh, I should really go to bed and stop being bad. And he's like, oh, I'm glad I could help you be bad. And I'm like, oh, no, you're just helping me stay up. The being bad has already been taken care of. And he's asked, so he's like, oh, really? I'm like, okay, it's midnight. Why the fuck not? So I tell him, by the way, I do audio porn. And I just allowed three guys to gangbang me on a public voice chat. And he's like, okay, that's like super hot. Also, that's toys. You could have the real thing. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Oh, right. I forgot to explain this part. Okay, so he was actually, the reason he's from Chicago, but he was actually like in my town because there was like a wrestling thing. And at first I thought he was full of shit because it's a pretty small town. And I was like, that's bullshit. There's no way they've had a wrestling thing. Well, go check like the radio station website. Sure enough, there was this wrestling thing. I'm like, fuck me. So I'm like, okay, your story checks out. And like the town I've got on my OkCupid isn't actually the town that I'm like technically in because obvious reasons. So I'm like, well, here's the scoop. I'm not even in that town. I'm like half an hour away. Are you sure this is like, and he's like, I can drive. If this is going down, this is going down. I'm like, okay, well, here I am. Come and get me, basically. So he shows up at like 1 something, quarter after 1, maybe. I don't know. Maybe 1:30. So we, I bring him in. He's like, holy fuck balls, it's cold in Canada. I'm like, yeah, it is. We're actually having a cold weather alert, and I didn't even realize it. So, yeah, no, he's from Chicago. He's like, Chicago's pretty cold. I'm like, yeah, well, welcome to Canada. We're a whole new level of cold, but I will warm you up. Yeah. Anyway, we had some, just some hot water to warm up and sat in the kitchen and kind of talked for a bit and whatnot. And then, yeah, I decided he was a decent enough person. So I turned off all the lights and dragged him to my room and curled up with him, and we started making out, which was really nice. His hair smelled like really good. He's like super short hair, but like, I don't know, he must use some kind of like oil product or something. It just smelled really good. So bunches of cuddling and kissing, and he started, I was wearing just kind of like a tank top top, so he slipped that down a little bit. Started working on my one nipple, just teasing, and then his hands, he was rubbing just from the outside of my pants while he was teasing my nipple, and I was like really squirmy. So then he slipped inside, and from his reactions, very much liked what he found. But he just started teasing my clit, just circles, which is like my usual what I want. And like just between my squirming and like he readjusted and he got the spot. And that, and his tongue flicking against my nipple. So I had a little orgasm right there, just kind of like twitching up against him. He's like, okay, that was amazing. So I stripped down. Well, I took my shirt off. I'm like, shirt can come off now. And then there was a little more kissing. And then he started to like untie my pants. And I'm like, that's just a waste of time. Whoop, off they go. Oh, wait. I got him naked first. I got him to take his shirt off. Like, I took my shirt off and then I got him to take his shirt off because fair is fair. And oh, yes. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Fucking athlete bod right there. So smooth. So there was a lot of hands roaming everywhere and a lot of kissing and just kind of some mutual hand and finger work for a bit. And I think it was about the second time he made me come with his fingers that I was just like, okay, you know what, this cock, yeah, no, this is gonna happen, this is getting inside of me. So I grabbed my condom box and grabbed a magnum because, yeah, got it all on and like hopped on and yes, it was good. It was good. So, first I was riding him, like, just kind of like the grinding ride, like not really bouncing, but just kind of like rolling my hips and rocking back and forth. And he ran his hand up and I was on the side of my face. I'm just like, this is perfect. Just move your thumb. Just move your thumb. So I kind of like turned my head to like put my throat in his hand. He got the picture pretty quickly. So he was choking me a little bit and that was a really good orgasm. And maybe he made me do one more on top. Anyway, then he just kind of like, he just patted the bed beside him. He's just like, no, get over here. I'm like, okay. So I laid down and he went to town. Oh my God, he went to town. At one point he had my hands pinned up above my head with one hand and he was like grabbing my ass, kind of like tilting my hips up and just pounding into me. I was just in a blissful heaven right there. It was just like orgasm, 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 fuck me. Oh, it was good. So, I almost wish I had been keeping track of time because it was like, it felt amazing. So good. So once I could walk again, I went and like turned off the lights and crawled back into bed. I'm cuddled for a bit. And so first I was cuddling, like laying on his shoulder with my arm over him. And then at one point I went and little spooned and he just like, oh, just absolute big spoon, whoomp, just grabbing, wrapped his arms around me. Like, this guy knows how to big spoon. It was good times. I was like tired, but I'm not sure if I fell asleep, but I don't know. Anyway, at some point I ended up, there was more kissing happening. I don't know if either of us had fallen asleep or not. I guess it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, more kissing and stuff, and then he was fingering me, which was really nice, and probably made me come twice, just like with his hand, and I'm like kind of half begging, like yes, please, please. He's like, please what? Please what? I'm like, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. So he's quite happy with that. He went and grabbed a condom, and like, I don't know. He found like a one of those like textured condoms, so I was like, "Ooh, exciting." This is left the lights out still, so he went at me again. Fuck! I can't even describe in my mind. This is like. Back on the bed, on my back, legs in the air, and just blissed out. So a few minutes of that, and then he's like, "I want you to ride me again." So he rolls off, and I get up into position, and I think I just did like one orgasm on top of him, and he's like, "I want to see you. Go turn the lights on." I'm like, "Okay." Okay. And I like stumble over to the light switch and turn on the lights, and like I'm stumbling back. And just like his hands just started going like all over me. And I was riding, and then this time just like sitting down on him, and then like lifting all the way off, or almost all the way off and down, and just like really slow. And like his eyes are like flickering back into his head. And just nice and slow, but like rhythmically, like a steady rhythm. And then I like come up and I stop for a second. He just gives me this look of "Don't you fucking dare tease," and just with his like index fingers, just like pushes on my hips, pushing me back down. So I did that a couple of more times, and then he just. Because every other time he'd like either told me to move or whatever. No, this time he just kind of like hooks himself around me and just like rolls over, still inside me. I'm on my back. I'm like, oh, fuck yes, you can throw me around anytime, please. Pins me again and just very much just going to town. And like at one point, so I'm like flailing back and like clinging to the pillow or the mattress or something, and he's got like his hands on my ass, both hands kind of like lifting it up or spreading. I can't even think of how it was, but he was just, oh, he was having fun for sure. I was definitely having fun. And then I'm trying to remember if he made me on top. Like, no, wait, I missed some parts of when I was on top. He smacked my ass once, and I was like, it's a shame that I have to be quiet, because of course, like my neighbor is like a wall away, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'm not a complete asshole. And I was like, if I didn't have to be quiet, I would tell you to be really rough. He's like, oh, what kind of rough? And I'm like, well, you can pull my hair and you can put your hand on my throat. So then he does both of those. So he's got like a mittful of my hair and his hand is on my throat and he's fucking me. It was great. It was glorious. Anyway, the second time he came, we both kind of collapsed into a sweaty mess. Like the first time, I don't feel like we were that sweaty, but this time was like, oh, we were soaked. So just kind of like sprawled out on the bed, which we were tangled limbs because there's not a whole lot of sprawl room on a double bed, but we were sprawled. And then I looked at the clock and it's like 20 to 4. I'm like, well, that's cool. You've still got 2 hours and 20 minutes to sleep. He's like, awesome. We should probably work on that then. And then I felt bad because I actually, like, I'd asked him what time he had to leave. And he's like, oh, I think 6 o'clock. And actually, by the time I must have turned off the alarm by accident or something. But it was like 20 after 6 by the time I like I woke up and I was like, oh, alarm. Oh, hey, sexy man meat in my bed. You need to get back to where you're from so that your people don't think that I'm a serial killer or something. So I chased him out. I'm planning on going and seeing his show in like the next town over tonight because I can. So, yeah, basically gonna go and be an ass and see if I can get him to like break character or something because I'm a jerk. Anyway, that was my Tuesday night. And hopefully I will tell you all stories again in February when I'm actually planning on going and seeing a couple of my sexy people. I hope you enjoyed my stories and I will talk to you some other time.